ISAC reports the drop in submitted financial aid applications, but also says it may be too soon to tell. That's because the FAFSA filing period for next school year opened early on October 1st rather than January. Those who apply will use their 2015 tax information and not have to update it with their 2016 taxes. The FAFSA application covers federal loans and awards, like the MAP grant. Some Illinois schools had to credit student accounts last year until they received appropriations. The funding for these grants is still undetermined since state lawmakers have not agreed on a full spending plan. Lynn Baker is with the Illinois Student Assistance Commission. She says the lack of state funding affects every college differently, so students should be proactive in the financial aid process.
And every school has handled this differently, and that's why it's very, very important for students to talk with the financial aid office or the bursar's office and find out how their school is handling MAP if, in fact, they have a MAP award.
Baker says there are free resources like workshops for students to get help with financial aid applications. I'm Jesse Schlax, WNIG News.